God. God, I'm just exceptionally feral today, I suppose. Oh, God. I've already. God, it's the middle of the day, and I just found the house completely to myself for once. Oh, I just thought I would take advantage of it. Oh, funny thing is, I already masturbated first thing this morning before getting out of bed. Oh, fuck, I had a real quickie in the laundry room a couple hours ago. But I'm still so horny. I've gotten off twice already today, two separate times. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God, when I found the house to myself. I have plans to get some things done, but fuck. Oh, I just couldn't. Oh, concentrate on much. It's like I get a switch flipped in my brain, and I just fucking can't ignore my pussy. Oh, fucking, I just need it so bad. I just need to get off. God, fuck. So I've been in my bed here for about half an hour, just teasing myself. Just grinding. Against my vibrator and clit sucker, and just fucking making it feel so good. And I'm just such a mess. I'm so wet. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Just walking around, I can feel the wetness emerging between my pussy lips, and just the friction against my underwear. I just can't ignore it. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I just need it so bad. I just need another cock in me. Oh, God. That fantasy that's been playing in my head a lot today. Mm. Oh, God. Oh, it's just some sort of fantasy realm where, like, I'm a bride for, oh, fuck, I'm a new bride for the king of the realm, and comes to our wedding night, and I'm just inexperienced and not sure what to do. So I let him show me what to do. Oh, God. I don't know, there's something about that, the idea. Of just being deflowered. Which really turns me on. Oh, God, it's just the idea of chastity being an important thing for the whatever royal realm. And having some high priest have to inspect the bride. Oh, well, before the marriage can take place, just having a man, oh, lay me back on a bed and spread my legs and explain to me what he's doing to verify my purity and have my future husband standing behind him. Just having this priest's fingers graze my opening, and it should be such a violation. Oh, God, but it turns me on just to think about. And having even one big finger circle my entrance slowly as I get wet. His finger works its way in, 'cause I'm so tight. Oh, and he gets in a knuckle deep and verifies. Verifies that a cock has never penetrated me before. And he strokes a little further. And invites my husband to be the king to inspect for himself. And so he trades places, stands back to watch. As my future husband does the same. And he comments on how tight I am. And his finger feels huge and stretches me so far. Annie makes the comment. He wonders if his cock... Oh, fuck. Might be too big. He worries that he won't be able to fit it in. Oh, to consummate our marriage properly. Oh, let alone conceive an heir with me. And the high priest assures him that I'll stretch. And he tests out putting two fingers inside me, stretches me to my limit. And the two men just watch me squirm as I'm clearly becoming more aroused. And the king just wants to verify, since I'm to be his anyway. And he pulls out his huge cock, which surprises me, as I've never been this close to one before. And I'm not sure what to do, as I know this isn't the proper procedure. But he's clearly erect. And I just want to please my king. So I lay there still, spread before him. As he draws lubrication from deep inside my pussy. As I'm just pooling wetness into his hand. He just draws strings of it from me. Swipes it down the head of his cock, causing it to glisten. And strokes himself. And that big mushroom head of his glistens. Oh, fuck. Oh, and he lines it up to my very tiny little pussy. Rubs it and grinds it into the wetness there, causing me the greatest pleasure. And he is so compared to his fingers. And he tries to edge it in. Oh, God. The big mushroom head just pressing slowly, disappearing, stretching me further than I've ever felt before. And he strains and groans, as I can tell it's hard for him, as he's trying to be gentle and slow. And he talks to his friend, the priest, and seems satisfied that he can fit his cock inside, and makes comments about how tight I am, and how much I'm straining. Oh, God, fuck. Continues. To push his hips towards me. Until he's torn my hymen and keeps pushing further and waits for me to adjust as I'm panting in front of him. And his cock makes me feel so full. I've never felt anything like it. He starts to retract his hips. Fuck, just strings of my wetness gilding him with a sheen and a slight blood tinge to that previously crystal liquid. And because he's the king, he gets to do what he wants. He chooses to continue to consummate. Consummate our marriage. Right then and there. As he leans forward over me and bucks his hips in again. And I get to see what cock fucking me truly feels like. And I feel so full and tight. And his pelvic bone just grinds into my clit. As he stretches me as far as I can go. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. 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 Fucking hell. Oh god, that kind of caught me off guard. Oh god, I'm so... Oh fuck, I'm so turned on today. But that's number three, fuck. For the day. Oh, fuck. Oh, we'll see if that keeps me satisfied. Oh god, so I can actually get anything done. Oh, God.